Hi, welcome to Storage Radio, a weekly roundup of news from TechTarget's Storage Media Group. I'm Andrew Burton, and I'm filling in for Ellen O'Brien this week. I'm also in studio with John Hilliard, who's going to fill us in on this week's top news headlines. But first, I'll be talking to Dave Raffo about Hitachi Data Systems' unified compute platform. Dave's joining us on the phone. How's it going today, Dave?
Very good, Andrew. Good to join you today.
Okay, so Hitachi launched a new version of the Unified Compute Platform this week, and they claim it's completely different from the 2010 version. How is it different, and what exactly did they change?
Well, almost everything is different about it. The storage is different only because, it's all Hitachi storage and servers, but, they have new versions out that they didn't have, new platforms that they didn't have in 2010. But, the real difference is that 2010 version was, they used a OEM of Microsoft management software slapped on with the Hitachi storage. I think that was a case of, it was the early days when people were first starting to come out with these types of integrated stacks, and they wanted to put something out there. But, now they've developed their own management orchestration software. It's managed through VMware vCenter. And they use the Hitachi VSP storage, which is their most, their newest enterprise platform. And they have some of the reference architectures that use the new mid-range unified storage. So, I think it just proves that they're more serious about selling these converged stacks, probably because they are seeing more uptake in the market. Their strategy is similar to EMC's in that they have a reference architecture, which they call their SOECT, and I think EMC has their vSpecs, and they use a lot of the same of networking and server partners. And then Hitachi also has the Turncase solution, which is all of their stuff, and Cisco servers, and they all come bundled in a predefined package. It's called the UCP Pro, and that's more of a competitor to the EMC Cisco vBlock products. So, they're going at it in two different ways, where most of the vendors are picking either a reference architecture or putting together a stack of their own products.
Okay, sweet. So what does that mean for current UCP users? Is that software going to be available as an upgrade?
No, I think, if somebody is running the other Hitachi system storage, can they just add that software? I'm not sure. I think, the actual products themselves, the technology is not new. This is more of a packaging announcement more than anything else. So, the people who are out in the field already running things probably don't need, the software that goes with it. They may want to check with Hitachi on some of the reference architecture numbers for sizing. If I have X amount of virtual machines and, this amount of exchange mailboxes, how should I be sizing, my volumes and things like that. So, that's kind of stuff that they can kind of do with the storage they already have.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's it for me, Dave. Thanks a lot for taking the time to join me.
All right, great being with you. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks. And next up, John Hilliard will fill us in on the latest news.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Well, first up, we have Nikivo, which announced this week that it'll be releasing a virtual machine backup product for small and medium-sized businesses later this month. The company is claiming that its upcoming product, which is called Backup and Replication, will be so easy to install and run that users won't need the manual. According to Nikivo, the software is designed to protect VMs run by VMware's vCenter and some hypervisors. The product stores data in the Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud, and the company, Nikivo, says that the storage charges will be 10 cents per gigabyte per month for storing data in that cloud. Now, virtual machine backup isn't a vacant space. Nikivo was taking aim at territory where both Veeam Software and Dell have already staked out their claims. And larger backup vendors are now taking a closer look at this growing market. And Ignite is launching a new enterprise cloud-based file sharing product. The company is moving out of the small and medium-sized business market and aiming at the enterprise with its new Ignite Plus cloud file sharing platform, which the company says is capable of supporting millions of users in large organizations. Now, Ignite Plus is compatible with storage offered by IBM, NetApp, Netgear, and Synology. And according to Ignite, its product is a hybrid cloud that will give users the ability to store local copies of data as well as sync additional data copies into the cloud. And vKernel offers up a new performance management tool called vFoglight Storage 2.0, which the company says combines virtual machine monitoring and management in a single product, which is aimed at IT pros working on either storage or a server team in an organization. Now, vFoglight Storage is built for companies working with between 50 and 100 virtual machines. And the company says that it's compatible with some of the heavyweights, including EMC VNX and Dell Compellent storage products. And finally, Pivot3 rolled out its vStack VDI R2 appliance. Now, this isn't a Star Wars reference, but it's actually the second version of its virtual desktop infrastructure appliance. This is designed to be storage for VDI environments. Now, according to the company, the vStack VDI R2 can handle up to 125 virtual desktops per box, and these appliances can be stacked to a maximum of 8, which creates a single iSCSI SAN with a capacity of 288 terabytes, which creates a rather wide storage pool for any desktop to access. Now, the company says that each one of these appliances will set a company back just shy of $30,000, and they'll be available beginning this coming November.
Okay, thanks again for listening, and join us again next week for Storage Radio. And as always, for the latest storage news and tips, visit our website at searchstorage.com.